الحمد لله رب العالمين،
والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وبعد. My dear brothers, in 2010, I was invited to speak at the International Hajj Conference in Makkah. And as part of that invitation, we were invited to a banquet on Eid Day in the Mina Palace. So I remember the man from the palace. He came with the list of names to whom invitations had been sent by the king, His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz, and it was in the name of the king, and it came, and my name was also there. He asked me to sign. I signed it. He gave me the invitation, and I recall that there were some people in our group, 3 or 4 people, whose name was not on that list. And they were very upset. And why is it that I have not been invited by the king? Although if you look at it, in this case, the king does not even know who is invited. Even though the invitation is in the name of the king, it is not as if King Abdullah sat down there and said, oh, you know, I should invite Yavar Beg. So please put his name. Some ADC, somebody who does the work, and routine invitations are sent and so on. So whether the invitation comes in your name or doesn't come in your name really doesn't matter. But people are so upset that how is it that you are invited or somebody else is invited to the palace of the king and I am not invited to the palace of the king. And then they tried a lot of, they went to the head of the delegation. They said, how can we put my name on this list? I also must go, and so on and so forth. The reason I am saying this, narrating this, is because every single day in the morning and for 4 times after that, 5 times, an invitation goes out in the name of the king, of the true king, Al-Malikul Haqq. An invitation goes out in the name of the king. And that invitation, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, does not discriminate between people. That invitation is for everybody. And see the invitation, how beautifully that invitation is structured. The invitation begins in the name of the king. Who is the invitation from? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The invitation is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is Al-Akbar. And then the invitation reminds us of our relationship with that king. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It reminds us of our relationship with that king. Why is this invitation going to you? Because you have this relationship with this king. Because you said Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And then the invitation continues and tells us about how we promise to live our life. It speaks about the one through whom that invitation has been sent, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. And that is both a statement of our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also a statement which reinforces the way that we are supposed to live our life, which is according to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the invitation tells us what is it we are supposed to do. Hayya ala salah. Come to the salah. Come to the salah because you said Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. So come and worship Allah. And then the invitation tells us what will happen if we do that. Why must I do it? Why must I worship Allah? Hayya ala al-falah. So that you become successful. Come to success. Come to success. And then the invitation ends with a signature. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And after every name in a signature comes the description of who is signing. La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, how many of us pay attention to this invitation? And this invitation comes 5 times a day. It comes from the true king, the only king who owns everything and who does not have to invite us, but he invites us. And as I mentioned, the invitation mentions our own relationship with him. It mentions the covenant that we signed with him. It tells us what to do and it tells us what will happen if we do it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes and hearts to his invitation so that we run towards his invitation. And if you look at it, if you look at the adhan, which is the call, which is the invitation, in the context of what it means, then you understand why those who understood that used to wait for the adhan. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say to Bilal radiallahu anhu, call the adhan and give us farihna, give us happiness. We understand this. We understand this if we understand the meaning of the adhan. And what is happening there when the muazzin is calling the adhan. And then we run to the salah, because once the invitation comes, who wants to delay for anything? If the invitation to the king is coming, what do? You tell everybody else, wait, I've got to go here. This is more important, I've got to go. You wait. You can wait. The king cannot wait. I cannot wait to go into the presence of the king. Then when I finish there, I will come. You understand all of this when we understand the meaning of what is happening. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the meaning and to follow it and to really value this invitation and to take full advantage of this invitation and go to the king, because the king only calls to give. The king does not call to take. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to this. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.